Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're bringing you the Insight Hour. Hope you're all doing great and had a wonderful week. I'm sure it's not been easy for many of you out there with the economy doing what it's doing and the issues that are coming to the forefront. Lots of amazing things are happening on our end. And we hope to share with you some really good news as well as some challenging news that we've had this week. That's typically what we do on the Insight Hour. We deliver some of the world's worst news and some of the world's best news.
That's exactly right. But you know, you always get the truth from us, and that's something you won't hear on the mainstream media. So,
yeah, you may not even get it on the non-mainstream media, so you don't
well,
never know
oh, yeah.
what you're dealing
well,
with.
Well, that's the latest article regarding the disinformation that's spread out among the whole entire conspiracy movement as well as all the other alternative movements out there.
Yeah, so we'll get into that tonight on the Insight Hour. We're brought to you by bbsradio.com, healthyworldstore.com, i528tunes.com, and if you have not yet transposed your music, your MP3 files, into healing music in 528, please do yourself a favor, as well as your loved ones. Go on there, start to listen to the music of the Creator, and literally, miracles will happen.
And if you're not an affiliate, sign up at healthyworldaffiliates.com. You get your own website. You get to be partners with us. And you get access to the most greatest alternative health products on the planet.
And indeed. You know, we've got some awesome products. If you have not heard of OxySilver, for example, with 528 resonance frequency, or if you haven't even heard about 528, there's fabulous news. Because a couple of weeks ago, we put up on the Book of 528.com, that is the Book of 528.com, is the PDF file ebook now available. It's about 400 pages. It's about $9.98 to get that PDF file of the new book, brand new book. And it's a slam dunk using hard science and mathematics of why it is that that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love, that universal healer that we call love, is a resonance energy. It's a spirituality, and it's a vibration that is determined to be 528 hertz frequency, because that is the heart of everything. In fact, you wouldn't have 5,280 feet in a measured mile if it wasn't for 528. You wouldn't have circles, squares, sacred geometry, no pyramids. You wouldn't have the ability, if you're a physicist, to measure space-time. You would not have E equals MC squared were it not for 528 love. And so it's a very exciting book, extremely important for those of you who want to be at the forefront of advancing a spiritual renaissance, but also the manifestation of mass wealth, because this is the key to the house of David that offers prosperity in all ways, opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. These are doors or portals, spiritual portals, vortices, literally, to creativity from the essence of who you are as a loving human being, from the Creator's heart to your heart. That's the clear channel of 528. So you need to read that book if you haven't read it yet. You can go again, get it at thebookof528.com.
It's an amazing book. I really, I think it's probably going to be one of these books that's going to really change the planet, and the more people that get it out there, is the better. And if you are somebody who speaks another language, right now we do have translators working on it in Spanish and in Japanese. But if you are somebody who is really fluent in other languages,
I can French, German.
Yes, exactly. Any other language, let us
Chinese
know.
Chinese particularly also.
Contact us.
Russian.
Exactly. What we would do is you would translate it, become a partner with that translated book. And you get 50% of the royalties and help us promote that book and get a publisher for it in that language. So if you're interested, if you are somebody fluent in those languages, email me, sherrykane@gmail.com. That's S-H-E-R-R-I-K-A-N as in Nancy E, @gmail.com. And let's work together.
Yeah, you know, the ideal person to do that, as we've experienced with the Japanese and the Spanish translator for the Book of 528, is someone who not only has this really good grasp of language and this translation, but this concept of both metaphysics, mathematics, and music. Those are the preferred types of people who we're looking for right now to do the translation of the Book of 528. We really feel, and I think you will too, you'll share this when you read this book, it is one of the most important books in history because it makes so many wonderful connections that you would never, ever imagine. It changes your view of life. It literally changes your view of reality and puts you intimately connected with the Creator, which is what the purpose is. It's this expression of love and commonality in communion divine that we're all seeking one way or another. You know, if you look at what our lives are about, what's the most important meaning in your life? It's relationships. And we're all seeking to have this, number one, this ideal relationship with a significant other that expresses love, brings those warm, fuzzy feelings in your heart. And or we're also seeking that relationship, that closeness to our Creator, who knew us before we were born, knows us after we die. You get explained in the Book of 528 why that's so, because it's all musical mathematics. The entire universe is rendered, administered musically, mathematically. And just as the planets have their destiny, that is, for example, if you're a physicist, an astrophysicist, you can right now sit down and you can figure out, given the orbits and given the mathematics and the certainty of the mathematics, you can understand where that planet is going to be, let's say on December 25th, 2012. Likewise, the Creator knows all of us the same way, and that you have a destiny, and so do I, and we're fulfilling that destiny, and that destiny ideally has everything to do with love, everything to do with communion divine, everything to do with communication, which should be divine, that this communication that we articulate with our creative instruments, the lips, the labia ratum, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, those lips that we've got are creative instruments, and ideally they should be constantly creating love and joy and harmony. And so I know it's a challenge out there because we're in the thick of it. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that want to say not so nice things about yours truly and maybe Sherry Kane now, that she's done some outstanding articles and research exposing some of the most hideous people in the United States, certainly. And this, if you're not a member of HealthyWorldStore.com, if you haven't signed up to receive the newsletters, then you're really missing out. You should go to HealthyWorldStore.com and register to receive the Healthy World newsletters. They're free. We send them out periodically and just a couple days ago. And we're asking you for your support in getting this particular article that Sherry has just written. And it is very powerful.
It's on my website actually right now. Yes, the article I posted up on my website. Basically, if you look under on the main page, the title is COINTELPRO Exposed, or you can look up at my tab. You can see COINTELPRO Exposed at the very top next to my homepage.
Yeah, so SherryKane.com is that website where Sherry's work is, and you'll see an amazing work of research and really bravery for putting out this incredible information that deals with COINTELPRO. That is, if you haven't heard about that, it's counterintelligence program. It's a CIA, FBI short version of counterintelligence program. It's called COINTELPRO, and it is how the not just the mainstream media operates, but literally how our entire culture operates. How you think, what your relationships are like, your beliefs, your attitudes, the things that you would literally stand behind or even go to war for. The entire concept of how we have become the people that we are and operate and think as we do, behave and feel as we do. It's all a matter of programming. And we've been raised in a culture that is essentially the product of media programming. So whether it's Hollywood or whether it's BBS radio, the information that you're receiving is very persuasive in many ways, And a lot of people fall into deceptions. And so the number one thing that you got to learn from this wonderful article that Sherry has done is that those people who we have trusted in the past may not be trustworthy. And what a perfect time that is for that revelation to come about in a time when we can understand what love really is about, what working together in community and harmony really is about, it, and prosperity in all ways, and literally permacultural consciousness, sustainability, working with the land, but working with our friends and families to build sustainable communities. This is extremely important, and it comes at a perfect time to expose the darkest elements that have infiltrated grassroots organizations and beyond the mainstream media. We're not just talking about Rupert Murdoch or Lloyd Blankfein controlling ABC Disney. We're talking about virtually the grassroots organizations as well. The Patriot Movement in the United States has been infiltrated. The Green Movement in the United States has been infiltrated.
And I also want to actually talk about what you just mentioned about how we're all been brainwashed, manipulated by everything. They also call it conditioned. We also been human conditioned by our surroundings. Everything that we pick up as a child, whether it's our parents, whether it's what we see on the media, it's all a form of, they too, our parents are also products of what they had seen on television.
Absolutely.
And the media, and how, you know, what something is considered as beautiful may not be what makes one person more beautiful than another to determine that, or what makes a person more creative or smarter in one's eyes than another. It's all about how we've been...
Or even prosperous.
Exactly. It's all how we've been conditioned, how we've been taught, how we've been manipulated, and we're all guilty of that. But at
well,
the
we're
same
all
time,
sinners in
how,
that
do,
way.
How do we now, how do we divide now the people that are really out there giving disinformation to the world? How do we get those people out of the alternative scene, or actually show everybody or point, shine the light on them and show everybody who are these people that are actually out there that are creating this disinformation? And I just want to tell everybody out there that the interesting thing is that me as a woman exposing these people, and I've been saying this for a very, very long time, the conspiracy movement especially is so full of male chauvinists. It's so full of people that are so into this patriarchal way of thinking. And then to be a woman and go out there and expose these people is just, well, I had to take one, didn't it? I mean, it really had to come down to a woman finding out who was really out there that is doing these things and who's really behind it. So this is one for you, all you women out there. this is one on our team.
And Dr. Horowitz shuts his mouth.
Now, Doc, you actually are one of the least chauvinistic men I've ever met in my life. You are somebody who, and I want to tell this to all the women, yes, Dr. Horowitz is not only brilliant and kind, but he's also definitely not chauvinistic. He is the sweetest person you are. And
you're sweet. Thank you so much.
You are. And
Mutual Admiration Society.
You are. And everybody needs to know that about you, because people might think differently, because that's the way it looks from the outside, especially in the conspiracy movement, that you look at all these men because it's so controlled by men. And I'm sure you've gotten a lot of gigs, more so than some women out there, more opportunities. You admitted it yourself, because being a man opens up more doors for you in that industry. But you know what? It's time for a change now. And the truth is, why is it that women were never allowed in? It's the same reason why the Bible had an agenda geared toward putting women back, the New Testament especially, how keeping women's mouths shut, keeping people away from Yeshua. Because who wants to be involved in that? Who wants to go backwards in life? Who wants to be a woman that doesn't speak up? And who is out there that's going to actually say that men are smarter than women? There's no such thing.
Well, I wouldn't even say that.
It doesn't have anything to do with gender. And so it's been that way for so long that women have been the weaker, and we're still seeing it, even though, you know, it's disappearing slowly, but it's still a large.
I don't know if it's really disappearing. I think that there's a backlash right now. I think a lot of women are currently engaged with anger and basically disclaiming the patriarchal orientation. And I think it's been the women's liberation movement. And I remember experiencing that when I was still in college. That's you know, a long time ago. You know, I think that this imbalance is part of the big divide and conquer picture. I mean, literally, you've got black against white, you've got Jew versus Gentile, you've got Christian versus Muslim, you've got everything and everyone against everything and everyone else. And so this is, to me, this whole sexist issue is just one more of the ways in which the Illuminati has controlled, literally conquered, divide the sheep, and conquer them in the process of sending them to premature demise. And I want to congratulate you, Sherry, because what you've done with this article is history making. Nobody has ever done what you've just done. Folks, again, if you have not read Sherry Cain's recent article on COINTELPRO, exposing America's most hideous counterintelligence propagandists involved in pedophilia, child trafficking, satanic rituals, literally the most horrific things that you wouldn't even want to imagine. And I don't blame you if you don't even want to read this article, because it is unbelievable. It's hideous. It's something that you don't want to come to terms with. But you know what? You and I better come to terms with it, because it's not just our families and our children that are at risk here. It is the future of our human race. It is the future of civilization. It is the future of the destiny of humanity to evolve into 1,000 years of world peace. So if you have any sense of feeling and sensitivity towards saving humanity, literally spiritually, physical salvation and spiritual evolution, saving us literally to enjoy the harvest that the Creator intends us to have in 1,000 years of world peace, messianic age, then we've got to come to terms with the darkness. It's like I've been saying, I lectured about a week and a half ago at the New Age conference called the Conscious Life Expo in LA. And one of the things that I said is that if you're a New Ager out there and you are involved in enlightenment and raising your consciousness, but running away from things like vaccination intoxication and the genocide that the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel is rendering under the guise of public health and national security, and you don't bring your loving heart and focus of attention and political activism, your voice raised up against this genocide, then you are as literally guilty as those that perpetrated, and you are simply blind, because you can't achieve optimal enlightenment without coming to terms with the depths of the darkness. It is simply so simple. It's so real. It's such a valid point. Everything's revolving. Everything goes in a circle. And to the extent that you may start at one place, you got to come full circle before you can get back to ideally a balance and harmony. And that is what we're talking about here. For human decency, we have got to come to terms with there are people out there that are pedophiles, that are abusing children, that are stealing children. Folks, there are approximately. Now, again, I am now referencing standard, what may be propaganda, but I'm going to give it to you because that's what's out there. There are approximately 750,000 children in the United States annually that disappear. Did you get that number? Approximately 750,000, according to official estimates and reports. They claim that 250,000 of those, 250,000, are found and their disappearance explained. That leaves 500,000 children unexplained, disappear. What happens to them? And so if you have any sense that this is something that is worth your attention, and indeed if you have a loving heart, I believe, you know, there's nothing more important. I know as a dad of three beautiful children, you know, your life changes when you have children. You take on a more mature, responsible look at, you know, what ways that you're behaving yourself, because ideally a good parent would not want to lay any trip on a child. I mean, an intelligent parent, a responsible parent would simply like to make a better life. I know my parents did. My parents wanted to make a better life for me than what they had themselves. And I think that that's what we need to always have in our hearts. I think good parents do. I think good human beings do. But look at what's taking place globally. There's a gross degeneration of virtually everything sacred. The environment, the pollution, the contamination. Humanity's bloodstream now being hideously polluted with all of these chemicals in our food, in our water, in our air. This is not sustainable. It's not sane. It's not rational. So what needs to happen is we need to really take a not only a look, but also literally get active. It's an activist issue. We have got to say that the emperor's got no clothes. And we've got to speak with one voice. We can singly declare that the emperor's got no clothes and the parade keeps marching. But if we all got together, just like they did a couple weeks ago in Egypt, and in one unified voice say, enough is enough, with 500,000 children disappearing unexplained every year and ongoing cover-ups of satanic Church of Satan, literally manipulation of our families, of our communities, of our propaganda mechanisms through the mainstream media.
And, you know, the way I actually found out who these people were, I mean, it really just fell into my lap. It was, you know, I have to admit that it was a passion of mine, that it was something helping the children. I was a victim of bad things when I was a child, and I felt like I needed to help other children in the world. I needed to protect them. And I didn't really know when I came to work, you know, in partnership with Dr. Horowitz, how I was going to really write the stuff that I have a passion to write about and expose those evildoers with, you know, your work in vaccinations. And I think you also expressed that concern when we started working together. And I think that what happened was that these people were attacking you, and they put you on that fake, they created this fake Knights of Malta list. And by them creating the fake Knights of Malta list, when I looked to see who it was that was creating it, it opened up this whole can of worms with these people and who they were involved with. And that's how came down to the main players in this. And then the scary part is that they infiltrated the alternative movement a very long time ago. And there's people that respect them. They're considered iconic. They're considered cult heroes in that world. And they make films and people watch their films. And these are people that go out and they say that they're here to protect the children and they're here to stop the satanic rituals and they're here to prevent these pedophiles from getting away with what they get away with. But at the same time, they are running it. They're the ones that you go to, but they're the ones that are running it. That's the scariest part of all. So here these people are, you go to complain, but you're complaining to the enemy. So there's really nobody to complain to if they're running the FBI and CIA and they're working under George W. Bush. Where do you have to run? And, you know, Christopher Story, the guy who they used his last report and put that fake Knights of Malta list with your name on it, among like very evil doers like Hoover and Kissinger, your name stood out like a sore thumb. They went through a lot of work to create this, to discredit you, because your voice was getting loud and you were really scaring them. And they wanted to make sure they discredited you among the people that were listening to you the most, which was the alternative movements, because, you know, the mainstream had not very many people in the mainstream had heard of you yet. And it was just like your extreme fan base that was looking at you and saying, wow, is he really this? It was a disease that was slowly crawling up, and I saw it coming up, and it was happening for a few years. I mean, it was eventually getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I just wanted to know who those people were. That's all it was, and this is where I found these people.
And then the connections.
And then the connections and who they were connected to, and it was the most scariest thing at all. I mean, they exposed themselves.
They did. They exposed
because they
themselves.
Made me look there. They actually called me to look there because I said, why would people go out of their way to create this list for you? What kind of payroll are they on? Who are these people? And to look and get a really close look at who they're affiliated with, who they're connected with, who's hiring them to do these jobs. And you look at what these people are involved with, the ones pointing the finger at you, to look at what they were involved with. They were the ones that are involved with the Illuminati. They were the ones that need the finger pointed at them. It's like the old saying goes, when you point the finger at someone, you have three pointing at yourself. This was exactly an example of that. And so it was really, really a definite divine, appointment that I had with finding out who these people were. I mean, this was just not something that came to me as a coincidence. This was something really that the Creator said, hey, I want you to look at this and I want you to give it a close look.
And yeah. So folks, I want to encourage you out there to get a copy of Sherry's most recent article, healthyworldstore.com, the archive there. You can scroll down to the bottom of the home page and it says newsletter archives, and it's the first newsletter that you see at the very top when you click on that link. And it deals with the CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO, a complete slam dunk expose on some of the heroes that you considered heroes in the past. Suddenly you'll see them in a fresh new light. And also what you'll see is astonishingly why it is that we're so mixed up, why it is we're so confused, why it is that we haven't seen what's going on all along is because of one of the most amazing things that you did, Sherry, is you exposed the manner in which COINTELPRO operators actually discredit themselves intentionally.
Right.
They work with people that they not only build each other up, they establish themselves by building each other up. And then at the same time, 2 or 3 years later, they literally play these hideous games with each other, and they start to discredit themselves and each other, which then discredits the entire thing, the entire movement, the activist issues. It discredits everything, and it's left we the people tired, confused. We just simply, you know, sensory motor overload. We drop out. It's too much. We can't handle it. And so this is what Sherry, you've done is something that is unheard of. You've exposed the worst menaces that have infiltrated we the people and our activist organizations at the grassroots, but also at the same time, you've given us an amazing new view, a superior view of how it is that propaganda programs are run and how it is that they have managed to put us all to sleep and literally confuse us to the point of where now we're desperate. We're losing our planet. We're losing our lives. We're losing our family and friends to cancers, all these sicknesses, these diseases, vaccine-induced injuries. It's all coming now. And man, you hit it on the head with what you've just done, exposing the way in which number one most important thing that they need to keep it all going is propaganda.
Exactly. And that's what these people are. And I want you to know that they hire some of the biggest thugs you'd ever want to have a contact with. I mean, these people, the way they write, the way they speak, and the manner in which they attack you is just, I mean, low-level thugs. And that's what they are. They're criminals. And that's what they use. It's people that have gotten a get-out-of-jail card free. They're people that are basically killers. They're people that are, you know, that way. They have no morals, no conscience, and they'll go to any length to do this job. And a job would entail hurting people, giving them disinformation, and even as far as
assassinations.
So I want to give the phone number out to anybody out there who's interested in calling in. I don't know if there's any callers on the line.
If you folks want to have some information about taking better care of yourself. I know there's been a really severe virus going around. So you can give us a call. We'll talk about some health issues for you tonight if you want to.
Yeah. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. We're out here if you want to give us a call. We're willing to take callers. Let me give it to you. 888-815-9756.
Yeah, so give us a call if you have a question or comment about what we've talked about in tonight's program. And for those of you who are out there maybe suffering with this new type of virus that's been going around, and it's pretty severe. If you want to have some answers to some health questions that you have, please give us a call.
So there's a new flu vaccination coming out, and it's put out by a company called Vaccine.
Oh, what a unique name it is for a company.
So don't get those flu shots no matter what you do. I mean, it seems really, really tempting, especially, you know, people that aren't familiar with the ingredients and what goes in the flu shot. And it is something that's going to take you down for 10 days. That's the flu that's going out right now. It's going to take you down. You're not going to be able to work. You're not going to be able to get up. But let me tell you something. It's worth so much more to, like, actually let it run its course than getting a vaccination that has serious, deadly side effects that can be crippling or cause you death.
Now, folks, I have a butt in here. Sherry, what she just said was what happened to her. You know, barely last week she was able to join us. I think she did an outstanding job, but she was really kind of like in the grips of this grip. And I'll tell you, what got me through was prayer and OxySilver. I'm telling you, that's what I did. When Sherry came down with this and I was working with Sherry and my children came home with this thing, and other children were coming home with it, and friends, and we had just done this conference where people were hacking and coughing all around me. I said, I am not going to get this. I don't have time to get sick. And I started to pray to Creator. I said, please protect me. And then I took OxySilver. I usually don't take more than a capful. One capful a day of OxySilver is what's recommended. But I took three a day, and I did it with prayer, as I urge everybody to use, because it's virtually a holy water. It really is a holy water. You're talking about a liquid crystal superconductor. That's what water is. Plus, silver is a superconductor. So you have water and this microfine silver that's actually bonded to the water. That gives you a double superconductor that's vibrating in the frequency of resonance of the entire botanical world. All greenish yellow chlorophyll is vibrating, is taking in the energy from the sun and then putting it out in the electron spin and vibration of oxygen, oxygenating you. And the life is in the blood, in your blood. And what's carrying that life is that prana, that breath of life. And so that's what OxySilver is. It's this intense molecule structure that is a unique structure that oxygenates as well as destabilizes the microbes. And so the viruses, the bacteria, the fungus, they all die. And so what I was recommending when I came up with the concept of putting 528 hertz frequency into this double superconductor, knowing that 528 frequency, back then I knew it was the miracle frequency. It's the do, re, mi, the mirror gestorum in Latin, the third note of the original musical scale is mi, short for mirror gestorum in Latin. And so this is the miracle sixth note. This is 528, 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. And so this is, it's amazing when you read the book of 528, what you're going to come to learn and how it's going to change your life. It's going to change your view of reality. It's going to change your view and perspective of yourself being in relationship to nature and the Creator. And it's such a magnificent understanding. But to bring it down in practical terms, this concept that there's nothing missing or broken in the kingdom of heaven. And that kingdom of heaven in the religious world is the same as the quantum field in physics. It's this field of optimal potential. And with nothing missing or broken means that there's no dis-ease therein. So the frequency resonance of harmony with the Creator and the love that manifests in creation, this is the clear channel broadcast from the Creator's heart to your heart. And when you're tuned into that channel, there's nothing that's going to get you. There's no dis-ease that's strong enough to take over, because it's so powerful. So that's what I recommend. I urge people to use OxySilver as a holy water with prayer. So you've got the world's finest broad spectrum antimicrobial connected to 528 love, harmony, and healing frequency. And then you combine that with the power of prayer and the positive loving intention, that faithful prayer that you articulate, ideally with your own lips. You know, bring it out, chant it, sing it, praise the Creator for it, that opportunity to manifest this harmony in your own Holy Spirit-filled temple to bring about healing and protection against infectious diseases. I want you to know, folks, I got this thing too. I got sick for about, I wouldn't even call it sick. I felt it. It was there. I coughed up a couple little things of phlegm one morning. That was it. I didn't spend any time in bed. I didn't drop one beat. And, you know, I just can tell you, I praise the Creator for the power of prayer and OxySilver.
So I think that people need to read that book, the great book that you wrote, Healing Celebrations.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Which gives people the five steps to staying well during this season, because I'm going to tell you, whatever they're letting loose is strong. I never get sick. And I always take my OxySilver. I never get sick. This was something that was just one of the most difficult things. And I haven't been really, I mean, along with, you have to do other things for yourself. You have to have a really good diet, to be exercising and drink a lot of water. And now we're traveling right now. So it's difficult, because I always use that as the best excuse.
You got a lot of excuses.
I'm not in my place, my home. I'm traveling. So when you're on the road, it's harder to stay healthy because you don't have your routine the same way. You don't have the place you exercise. You don't have, you know, the routine.
You got to drink water. Listen, folks, I start every day. This is what I recommend for all of you. Here's basically the five steps for the Healing Celebrations protocol. If you haven't read the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, you can get that at healthyworldstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. It's $23 and change. It's about a 250-300-page hardcover, very nice book, and very valuable information regarding these five steps. Number one is detoxification. Number two is alkalinization. Number three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically, including remineralization. Step four is oxygenation, and step five is bioenergetic healing. Everything from prayer, hands-on healing and prayer, to the music of 528, to the right frequency generators, everything that involves energy or biospirituality is step five. Step one is where I start my day, detoxification. You need to be hydrated to get rid of the toxins in your body. You got to have enough water in your body to remove it. You got to pee out those toxins. And so I start my day with drinking about a quart of pH 8 adjusted drinking water. If I'm in Hawaii and we have this wonderful water that falls from the sky there, we collect it there, and that's what our drinking water is called, catchment water. We have orchards there with lemons and limes, and that's what I use for alkalization, because lemons and limes, even though they're acid fruits, they have a lot of calcium. And the calcium, when you put that in water, turns to calcium hydroxide, which is a buffer. It's an alkalizer. So nutritionally and hydrationally, you want to alkalize your body, because you would not believe it, but it's so true. Healing is so simple. It's all a matter of polarity. All of the universe, all of the energy throughout the universe, everything that's moving is moving for the same reason. It has an electron or electrons pushing it. Everything is polarized to that extent. There's what's called piezoelectricity throughout the universe. Everything that's in action and movement is dealing with positive and negative charges. And it's kind of like the yin-yang symbol reflects. And so this thing of disease, alkalinity versus acidity, is the same way. It's the same concept. And this one concept can eliminate medicine. It can transform healthcare. It can reduce dramatically the costs and increase dramatically prevention of all diseases, because all diseases require acidification. You look at inflammation, for example. You look at the intoxication chemical reactions within the body that causes the elimination of health and onset of diseases. Inflammation means that you've got a lot of white blood cell bodyguards stealing, robbing the oxygen from your bloodstream or in that inflamed tissue. So it turns hot, it gets red, it gets inflamed because of the white blood cell bodyguards, they've poured into that area. And in the process, there's a war going on and they use up the oxygen. At the same time, those white blood cells, those bodyguards, pee out acid. So you know that muscle spasm that you get when occasionally is caused by lactic acid buildup. Likewise, those white blood cells in inflammatory states create an acidified condition in and around the inflamed tissues. So if it's a lung infection, if it's an influenza, a flu, then the inflammatory reaction that's going on in your lungs or throughout your bloodstream is causing your body chemistry to go acid. The best way to eliminate that is so simple. It's just drinking a lot of good pH-adjusted drinking water. And nutritionally, watching the lifestyle risks, eliminating those things that cause your body, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, to become acidified. It's only in the acidified state where you become a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, cancer cells, arthritic conditions, inflammatory neurological impairments. All of these diseases, including the 86 different autoimmune diseases that are vaccine-induced, those can subside and literally begin to completely heal. You can eliminate it by changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. That's done with good hydration. Now you know why I start my day with drinking a quart of pH-adjusted drinking water in the morning. I add to that water love minerals because I want to go in and get involved in steps 2 and 3. Step 2, I mentioned, is alkalization. Step 3 deals with remineralization and immune system boosting or normalizing. Your immune system needs to have, just as your muscles and nerves need to have a proper balance of minerals, the best minerals on the planet, that is the monoatomics and the Orms Energy Energize, that's orbitally rearranged monoatomic elements. They are in love minerals. Get it at healthyworldstore.com. I put 15 drops. If you've been listening to this program or you read the book of 528, you'll realize
hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Insight Hour. Who's calling?
I think we were off the air.
No. On the air?
Is that a...
Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, how nice. All right, thank you, Don. For those of you who are listening, that's Don Newsome hanging out in the engineering room at BBS Radio tonight, helping us out. Thank you, Don. So I guess I'll start back where I was. That's why I drink a quart of pH-adjusted drinking water, and that's why it works, because it's so simple. If you simply make your body impregnable to infectious diseases by changing its environment and changing the chemistry, think about it this way. You ever walk along the beach and maybe at low tide, you kind of like venture out into the rocks and you see little tide pools there. And you see certain species of the fucus, the seaweed, grows only in certain locations. It doesn't grow higher up. It doesn't grow lower. It grows in its range. And it requires a certain amount of sunlight every day. It requires a certain amount of water coverage every day. And so that is the same kind of idea that the germs are required to have. Think about it this way also. It's kind of like obvious. You get a fever, you get a temperature spike when you get an infectious disease. The reason for that is, again, it's preventative. Your body is heating up so that it eliminates those germs because they can't stand the heat. So I'm telling you the simplest truth. If you simply change the chemistry by changing your lifestyle risks, that is avoiding the acidifiers. There are seven of them. Here they are. Caffeine. Sorry about that, folks. Caffeine is the number one. It's the number one killer, actually. When you think about, I've had several patients that have died from caffeine overdose, addiction to caffeine. It's a hideous high blood pressure, heart disease rendering drug. So caffeine is an acidifier, makes your body chemistry turn acid. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, refined carbohydrates, stress. Those, that's harder to deal with today, isn't it, with the economy as it is. But again, we've got to elevate ourselves beyond those conditions and even illusions that we bought into, the whole mentality of the culture we talked about earlier. The reality, we've got to elevate beyond that spiritually and understand where our faith and trust lies is not in the lies of the Illuminati. It's in our Creator. And so this concept of looking at the stressful conditions as maybe less stressful or opportunities instead, having faith as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. So this concept that you're much greater than what you think you are and much more capable and worthy of having blessings, including health constantly, that's a form of prosperity, is health and vitality. So this concept is void caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, that's another big one, alcohol, and all pharmaceuticals cause your body chemistry to go acid. And then a lot of red meat, that's hard to digest, so you've got a lot of stomach acid pumping out, you've got uric acid and the proteins, urea going into the bloodstream. Ultimately, that is an acidifier, and you've got to understand that. You have control. It's your choice. That's one of the most wonderful things. I know it seems like you've heard it before, and it's kind of routine to taken for granted, really, the power of choice and the choices that you make and the freedom that you have been given by the Creator to make choices. That's, of course, why we're battling to sustain our freedoms and our constitutional freedoms and our sovereignty, despite all of this programming and propaganda and evolution into enslavement and toxicity. We've got to choose to be activists and be brave. That brave-heartedness, again, that concept in your heart of bravery, it's joyful there as well. Your heart is a resonating chamber of love, of joy, and of bravery. And it's by choice that you do it all. And so this concept of choosing your present experience, your view, and literally moving forward in a new understanding of how magnificent the Creator is in your life, in your heart. This concept can enable you to withstand all sorts of stresses and strains and even get yourself beyond this concept of getting sick. You know, the best thing that I would recommend at this point for those of you who are just maybe learning this is get yourself a bottle of OxySilver. And the first moment, that instant where you think you may be coming down with something, a cold or a flu, you know, that first moment where you think you might be coming down with this disease. If you simply take a capful with prayer, and even if it's a strong thing that you think you're coming down with, take three capfuls like I did last week with prayer, that the Creator blesses you with this divine inspiration, this light illumination of healing and sustaining, and this perfect harmony with divinity that exists right here, right now in the kingdom of heaven, that can be brought by choice into your Holy Spirit-filled temple. And you fill and you flood your body, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, with that positive affirmation. What is going to happen for those of you who are visual people, you visualize, you have good visual capability, is you'll see, if you close your eyes when you do that, you know, coming from your heart, this heartfelt loving intention for healing and sustaining, you'll see this light pouring through your body. And it ousts the dissonant darkness, this frequency of viral infectivity will leave your body. And you'll see that, and you'll experience that, and you won't get sick. That's what happened to me this week. I pray that you'll all be able to have that be, and I suspect strongly. In fact, if I was a betting man, I would be betting on it as much as I could afford. I would bet on the fact that within a few years, God willing, we're going to make it beyond 2012, that will be the future of healing and medicine. It's human willpower. It's human choice making. It's the powerful recognition of the Holy Spirit that does all the healing. It is the connection divine that we all have, that circuitry to reconnect with divinity, literally pour out the blessings from the kingdom of heaven that not only sustains us and uplifts us, but prospers us in all ways. And that's what this is about. It's an evolution. It's the 528 love revolution we're talking about.
Yes, that was beautiful, Dr. Horowitz. As usual, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Sherry.
You definitely channel that stuff, I know. You don't speak to me like that usually, only on the air. Anyway, definitely listen to him. It's about, definitely not about taking those pharmaceuticals. Read Healing Celebrations. Let's just recap what we spoke about. And if you have any questions regarding your health, you can always call us here. We're here every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on the Inside Hour, BBS Radio. You can email me, sherrykane@gmail.com. And we encourage you to just definitely come to us with your questions. That's what we're here for. And also getting all the information out to the world. So anyway, you can help us that way, to increase our voices.
And definitely join us in the affiliate program. Get on to the healthyworldaffiliates.com website. Sign up. It takes you about 2 minutes. There's no charge for that. We actually administer and give you a $10,000 valued website for free. It's a virtual turnkey store that you can help us save lives and get this wonderful information out. And by the way, that's what I'm working on, level one training right now for all the affiliates.
Great. And there's going to be a three-level training videos that people can get that really will help them as affiliates.
Yeah, we're working on that now. But, you know, again, you can also order in advance now. They're starting to take orders. If you call 888-508-4787, pre-order the book of 528 coming out in hardcover this summer. Should be early summer where you'll receive the book. You will not be charged, but you can pre-order it. Your credit card will not be charged until the book is shipped. We never do that because God knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But we are taking advance orders, and I think it'll be really important for you to read that book. If you can't read it for any reason online right now, I know a lot of you don't have those readers that they are now selling. If you don't have those, or you don't like reading from the internet, then simply call toll-free 888-508-4787 and order your hardcover copy of the Book of 528. And it is a book that you will just celebrate.
We want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. As usual, we're here again every Tuesday night. This is the Inside Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and I'm Sherry Kane. And we wish you all a great week. Stay healthy. Be happy.
Drink that water. pH adjusted.
And love in 528.
Thanks a lot, folks. See you next week. Bye for now.